Onan uses the Planned Parenthood technique called withdrawal. That is, he spilled his seed upon the ground.
Uh-oh.
And God was so displeased with this that he killed Onan.
Well, how do we know he spilled his seed on the ground and not on her stomach? That's where most of us spill seed.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. This is episode 666, and I just got to say, Jesus Christ, what the hell are you doing?
Oh my God. I haven't smoked in 15 years. Well, it's episode 666, and I thought in honor of the greatest episode ever, I would dress goth.
This is how you really used to go out.
Yeah. I haven't done this makeup since I was 19 years old. It took me an hour.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you know, the goth struggle is real. It's not easy doing this kind of makeup, and I really feel like we should address those issues. And also, can I just tell you that the sad part is that I had all this shit in my closet.
Yeah. You traveled with this? Because we're not living in Austin right now.
No. And with the exception of like one item I had to purchase, this is all in my my repertoire.
And this is legit how you would go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is like club attire. And then if I was like, if I go out to dinner with my parents or something, I do this too. Just to piss them off. Yeah.
To piss them off.
Yeah. This is the Susie Sue look. I don't know if you know this, but there's different types of goth now. There's like neo goth, cyber goth. I'm known as a traditional goth. This is my vibe.
Okay.
I'm trad goth. Yeah. I do like classic Susie vibes. There I am.
Wow.
I believe this is the highest form of goth culture. I don't like the new stuff personally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm super pumped to look like this, and I want to look this way every day. I just love it.
That makes one of us.
Yeah. How do you feel about your goth wife?
I mean, what the fuck?
You don't like it?
No.
Really?
I mean, it's fun for a party.
Well, because here's the deal, man, is that goth chicks, like, we would land preppy guys all the time because they secretly want to bang you.
Oh.
Like, it's
well, yeah, because you're alive, you know? Like, well, guys just want to bang women. that's our motivation.
I thought I was special.
Hey, you see that chick with kayak gear? I want to bang her because she's walking around.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I used to get hung on by black guys a lot.
Really?
When I dress like this. Yeah. Black guys love goth chicks.
How come? They're just like,
I don't know, dude, but I would be rocking this gear and like, first of all, I grew up around this neighborhood, and this is so reminiscent of my life because this is the middle of summer and I would go full goth like this, like to the mall. And yeah, black dudes just love this look.
They come talk
to me all the time. I think they thought I was freaky.
Right.
It's chick's going to put out, goth chicks do crazy stuff. But
right.
I don't know.
I wonder if most goth chicks did do freaky shit.
Well, so there's different types of goth chicks, too. There are some very slutty ones.
Here, let me join you.
And they, yeah. And they wear, like, latex pants, which aren't very porous.
666.
Whoop, whoop. God, I love this look.
So what you're saying is goth chicks have stinky pussies.
I'm hypothesizing so.
Yeah.
Because latex is not porous, like I said. And then the guys would wear it too. And I imagine those nuts were pretty stinky too back in the day.
Yeah.
Especially during the industrial phase. Like there's industrial music. That's what I used to like too. And those guys would wear like all the bondage gear. And it's got to be stinky when you're dancing.
For sure.
Well, you mean you wouldn't? Would you want to bang me if we're in high school, right?
Yeah.
You're preppy Tom.
Right.
I'm me. You want to be attracted to this as a teenager?
Just
a little bit.
I think maybe a little bit because it's kind of like how it's different. It's like, oh, you know, what's up with that chick? And then someone's like, oh, she's from fucking Croatia. You're like, oh, okay. Because like, you
it's
know.
It's different.
It's like, it's different. She looks different.
Yeah. Different.
Different. Yeah.
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 It feels right. It's like when I was putting this on today.
I mean, it's really like, your heart and soul. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels good. I think I could do
and
this
also,
again.
And also, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You love Halloween.
I love Halloween.
You do.
Halloween's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's my favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I can't help myself, Tom. I think I may have to keep this for a while. You okay with that? Hey,
sure.
This went out. Do parliaments go out a lot?
Nope. I think you just got...
You just got lazy.
I used to smoke cloves. Mm. Where's my cloves?
Hate cloves.
Yeah, everybody does. Did I just light the filter?
No. Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, do you want to know what my goth names were?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
There's a few names I would go by when I look like this.
Mm-hmm.
Widow. That one was kind of hard to say in a nightclub. Widow. And then I go by Pandora. This is before the music service.
Different.
Yeah.
Different. Or Crimson.
Crimson.
I like Crimson.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, because it's like Christina Crimson. Yeah. Crimsonstina. And I like Spider. Sometimes I go by Spider.
Oh, shit. I think I'm on fire.
This is not as enjoyable as I remember. It kind of hurts when you inhale this.
I feel like we should start doing this more.
Yeah. Middle age.
Yeah, maybe. Let's do syringes next time.
You know what's funny is that goth people do a lot of, we did a lot of crystal meth back in the day,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of ironic because you think this look is a bummer, but we would get super jacked and like high and have the best time.
Oh, so you did do crystal meth?
No, I say we as in the collective group. I would watch other people do crystal meth
uh-huh.
and then we'd dance all night. And it was like, we're kind of fun, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Yeah, I hear you.
Anyway. I'm back.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a piece of shit.
Yes, I'm a piece of shit. I'm so happy to be back in this studio. I love the studio. This is the very first studio we created. Look, a lot of people don't maybe think about it, but podcasting and this whole world, like, we had to kind of punk rock it and DIY it and invent
did, yeah.
as we went along. And this studio really represents all the hard work and the ingenuity of Tom Segura. Sometimes Nadav, when he could spell things correctly, Eni, Zolo, all these people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The whole team. It's a team effort.
It's pretty rad, isn't it?
And the multiple liars that soundproofed it. Yeah. That'll be another 20 grand. And you're like, wait, what?
Fucking assholes.
Fucking piece of shit.
Piece of shit. But it feels good to be back here. And we've been in LA now for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I've been eating a lot of sushi, a lot of Korean foods.
Yeah. Lots of flaves out here.
So many fucking flaves, bro. And like just like, going to my old haunts. And I've been enjoying it. I've really been enjoying it.
It's been fun.
Yeah. I went to an alpaca farm with our kids in Montecito. Have you been? So it's so fancy.
Never been.
It's where Oprah lives.
I wish you were born that there.
Fuck me too, dude. They wouldn't let me in.
No, they'd been like, there's you need to show your papers.
Papers? Papers? So I went to an alpaca farm.
Yeah.
And this fucking Karen was giving us directions on like, you approach the alpacas and then you don't touch their. And I totally tuned it out. I was like, shut up, bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And I went in and I started to pet the alpaca on its back
mm-hmm.
and it fucking kicked me twice. So hard.
Seems like you should have listened to her.
I should have listened to her.
Yeah.
And the kids were watching me and I was like, see, mom didn't listen to the directions. That's how I got kicked like a dummy. But it's weird that they have alpaca farms because they don't like being touched. Like,
yeah. And then you went and touched one.
Yeah. Or like it was an excursion where you can touch alpacas. I'm like, they don't enjoy it. They're running from us. They're kicking us. They're spinning on you.
I have a buzz right now.
Me too.
Yeah.
From smoking the cig?
Yeah, it makes me want to smoke other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get faded, bro.
Yeah, you got a blunt?
666. Let's go.
No, but there's one right around the corner. I can go make a run.
You want to?
I don't know. I'll just pass out on the show.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's the spookiest episode ever.
Spooky. And we got some spooky, spooky surprises coming.
Hell yeah, dog.
Here, let's open the clip real quick here.
It's been a long time.
All right. It's been a long time.
I'm going to have to give you girls an exorcism here. With my camera. Can you view that?
Okay. I think it's just
your cleavage.
My woman's tits. Okay.
Exorcism, Americans. I have to give you exorcism and get the devil out of your twinkie lips and de-twinkleize you girls, okay?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
and Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome. I used to do a lot of that.
Six, the devil's number is 666. Let's get demonic, you fucking bitches. Praise Satan. Sit in the dark with your thoughts. Look at a candle. Listen to Joy Division.
Ugh. What a nice Fed smoker clip to open the show. He performed an exorcism on their tits with Twinkies.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
That is pretty cool. Apparently, we're not allowed to play the rest of this video because they pull their tits out.
Well, that's amazing that he got them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own magic ways, you know?
He does.
He's so charming in so many regards.
He's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
He's alive.
He's alive in our hearts, in your heart, in your arms.
I think he might be out there. I think he might be in Wuhan.
Fighting this thing
from the source. Yeah.
Uncovering the conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Speaking of Wuhan. So I'm laying in our bed. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And I hear, well, you know, if the Chinese want us to like them, maybe they could stop giving us COVID. Okay. And then this other guy chimes in with like, you're telling me, buddy. And I was like, what is the show? Like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
So I get up, I trace the noise, and it's in our closet, and it turns out it's our kids' walkie-talkie.
Yes.
And it's picking up trucker talk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's picking up RFI interference.
What does that mean, RFI?
Well, I don't know, but that's what Dave Oaken, my tour manager, is a... an expert in this stuff. And I told him, he was like, yeah, that's RFI interference. So radio frequency interference. So yeah. And then yesterday that walkie talkie was out and it was like, and a good morning to everybody. How you guys doing out there? And we're like, yeah.
Well, could you imagine your 3-year-old playing with that?
Yeah.
And he's like, Mom, the Chinese are giving us COVID. And you're like, where did you hear that from?
Yep.
My walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
I mean, now, so my dad used to listen to shortwave radio. Nadav, was your Israeli dad into that?
He did have a lot of car gadgets.
Yeah. Like to pick up the police.
Like radar detectors.
Yes.
Yes. Like speed jammers.
Yes.
Like those kinds of things. He's just like, so that whenever you, like he had the radar detector, so that as soon as that went beeping, it's like, oh, you can't get caught with this. So he'd immediately unplug everything until he passed a cop. And he's like, cool, now we can plug everything back.
Yeah, so did my dad. The LAPD like scanner, he would have that. He would have the speed radar. And then the radio that could pick up like programming all over the world. And he would sit in his room in the dark drinking, listening to like Hungarian spooky ass radio. It was terrifying.
Jesus Christ.
But they love that shit. I don't know. Some guys love listening to radio, but now I'm into it.
Yeah.
Now I'm listening for my truckers every night. Like, what are they talking about? What's going on?
Talking about Wuhan.
That shit was so funny, dude.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I got to hear that at that specific
moment. Chinese.
Wanted us to like them. Maybe they could stop giving us COVID over and over.
Oh, no.
Well,
like, what?
Yeah.
Like the Chinese are doing it.
Jesus Christ.
So funny.
Oh,
he
man.
Does have a point. Okay.
That trucker talk, I'm sure it gets a little racist from down to time to time.
Yeah. Mm. And this was California trucker talk, so I was surprised, you know?
Yeah, I think it's everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
They drive from out of state, too, you know?
But it's so funny because the mask stuff still happens here. You're like, are we still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Because in Texas, they were like, COVID never happened. There's no COVID.
Yeah.
You fucking pussy.
Well, you know, so much to talk about this episode. One of the things I'm real happy to bring back for this episode is one of my all-time favorite plays. And this is an actual new clip for us, but one of our favorite celebrities to ever be on the show.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to Revelation Unraveled.
Yes.
I'm your host, William Tapley, also known as the third eagle of the apocalypse and the co-prophet of the end times.
Yep.
On this program, I want to talk about contraception
mm.
and how using that will prevent you from being raptured.
Last week, the Pope made news headlines by saying that you cannot prevent AIDS through the use of condoms. And of course, he was correct. The only true way of preventing AIDS or any other sexually transmitted diseases is through a monogamous relationship between a husband and a wife. Monogamous?
Yeah. That
Wait,
is,
that's a way to prevent AIDS?
It is.
Monogamous?
Monogamous.
Yeah.
Wait, also, by the way, I love that he stuffs a full-size microphone.
Oh, yeah, that's his lapel mic. Yeah, you like that?
Like, you can go on Amazon.
Do you think he's going to do that?
And buy, like, it's $10.
He's
I've got
stuffed
one.
A full-size mic into his jacket.
Sounds good, though.
It does sound good.
It does.
Monogamous.
Yeah. Monogamous.
Yeah.
Tom, we're monogamous.
If you don't remember him.
This is just a brief commentary on a new flag. Created for the Obama campaign. Now, up here on the left, we have the official logo of the Obama campaign, and that's a big O, which, of course, stands for him. And below that, there are several stripes, which indicate the homosexual movement. In other words, the rainbow flag.
I think he's one of my top favorites.
Yeah.
And below Obama's logo, we have two stripes and three stripes, which look much more like streaks of blood. Now, some people don't like this kind of perversion of the American flag because it is very satanic.
Oh, I didn't see satanic, but he does.
666.
Oh, right. He did this for this episode.
And of course, as my regular subscribers know, the two stripes over three represent the Antichrist.
Yes.
Because two over three is the number 0.666.
Wait a minute. Two over three. Hold on. Two thirds is...
66%.
Now, I'm not a math major, but is anyone good at math here? Is this accurate?
Not. Yeah, it is. Yeah, 0.66 repetitive.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're just getting to the bottom of this right now.
I didn't even see that.
In Genesis chapter 38, God shows his displeasure with contraception when he kills Onan.
Onan uses
the Planned Parenthood technique called withdrawal. That is, he spilled his seed upon the ground.
Uh-oh.
And God was so displeased with this that he killed Onan.
Well, how do we know he spilled his seed on the ground and not on her stomach? That's where most of us spill seed.
And that's not the Planned Parenthood method.
Well, I think he's trying to, you know, take a jab when he can.
Jeez.
Pointed out that they're
who the
not
fuck is
cool.
Onan? I feel like he's a third cast member. He's down on the call sheet on the Bible. Do
Perhaps
you remember Onan?
He is the second eagle of the apocalypse.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Right. He's the third eagle.
He is the third eagle.
So who's
he said also
first?
Known as.
AKA.
like, you guys know me. I'm the third eagle of the apocalypse.
Who are the first and the second?
Now, I know a lot of people think, well, the Pope should not make the rules.
True.
They like to say, if you don't play the game, you don't get to make the rules.
Right.
But, of course, this is another lie from Satan.
Oh.
Can you tell me any game in which the player makes the rules?
Oh, wow.
Did
Good point.
Mickey Mantle make the rules for baseball?
No.
True.
He didn't.
Truth.
Did Michael Jordan make the rules for basketball?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Good logic.
The person who makes the rules for any game is the inventor of the game.
Mm.
And so I ask you, who invented the game of sex?
The Pope? So he's saying, so by definition, he's saying the Pope invented the rules. Because if the Pope makes the rules, then therefore the Pope has to invent.
The Pope is relaying the rules?
From God.
Yeah.
Because he's a direct channel from
yes,
God.
Yes, he is. God speaks to the Pope regularly. I think on a phone.
Shit. Really?
Yeah, there's a phone
the
at
God
the Vatican.
Phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, God. It's me, the Pope.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a white phone.
It's a white phone.
Yeah. People think it's red, but that's actually like the president has a red phone.
Right. The Pope phone.
The Pope phone's white.
I wish that we could go to Vatican City and use that phone.
Yeah.
Do you think we could purchase like a VIP package? And
I don't think so. I think you got to be invited by the Pope. He has to, you know, see photos of your children and then he lets you into his room.
It's like an Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they do that now. They're like, we have to see a photo of you.
Of you. Oh.
To get an Airbnb.
And then they're like, you're black. We actually were booked.
Exactly.
This whole week.
I was like, is this proof that I'm white or something?
We were going to rent it to you, but then we just remembered that it was already rented out.
Yeah. I swear to God. It felt racist to me.
There's so many accounts of black people being like, my Airbnb canceled. People are like, we showed up and they're like, oh, we forgot. We forgot that it's not available.
I know. Do you think I could get an Airbnb in this outfit?
No.
No. See, guys, this is what the discrimination I'm talking about in the goth community.
Yeah. Do you see? Wait, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you feel like a black woman right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I do not. We were never enslaved. The goths were never enslaved. Okay. This is a voluntary
thing. Okay.
Yeah. No.
I was just trying to read the room. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Gosh. I don't liken my oppression to that.
Okay.
I'm more like, you know, just goth rights. Like nobody gives
goth rights. Yeah.
Like I should be able to work at nighttime because I'm nocturnal.
Yeah.
But like society wants me to have a day job. And
you
I
could
want
take
a
graveyard
job.
Shift.
That's from, oh, it's true.
Yeah.
That there should be more. There's not enough.
There's not
so
enough.
The man's trying to hold me down.
That's true.
God invented the game of sex, and therefore he gets to make the rules.
Huh.
And if you don't live by those rules, you will pay the consequences. In this life, you will get sexually transmitted diseases. And in the next life, you will suffer for all eternity.
Oh, shit.
He's someone's dad, too, right? He's definitely got kids. That's the most terrifying dad you could have. Because for sure, you don't know how to say anything back for like a decade or more, you know? You're just like, oh, my dad's the third eagle of the apocalypse. It's fucking so scary.
I would rather have a dad that is just absent than like third apocalypse dad who just spits nonsense.
Nonsense.
And you're like, yeah, that's cool. But you grew up listening to this, so you think this is real too. Like
you
don't know
to.
Any better until other people are like, hey, you know that this stuff's crazy, right? Like your dad is talking in voices.
But it would take you a while.
Yeah. You go to school and say this shit to other kids.
The
Denver airport's satanic. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
And your friends were like,
well,
no.
Like in kindergarten stuff, they're like, that is hilarious. You know, this kid thinks
he's
the Denver
creative.
Airport is satanic. And then, probably, I don't know, around fourth grade is when they would start being like, I think your dad's real fucked up, man.
Yeah, by sixth grade, you're like, I'm out of here.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm not even living with you fools anymore.
No. So one thing we should like maybe point something out to people who don't know is many of you would agree, the all-time greatest find ever in the history of 666 episodes of this podcast is one Robert Paul Champagne.
Come check it out.
You guys know him, of course.
In my building, trot out.
So we love him. We've celebrated him for years. In this studio was the day that we found footage of him outside of the original video, I believe. And then I believe episode 420, was that the one where we actually spoke to him?
I think that was the first time that we ever watched a video.
Oh, played him. Okay. And then, you know, like more than a year later.
200 episodes. We've been talking about this guy.
We actually got a contact and we spoke to him and it was
the best day of my life.
It was epic. It was in this studio. It was so insane.
So good.
And ever since then, you know, I mean, we've had specials where we, you know, we sent a crew. I mean, Josh Potter went out there for us. Dr. Drew has visited RPC. RPC has been on YMH Lives.
Yep.
It's been, you know, and it's a gift that never stopped giving. And we're just, you know, we love the guy. Well, one thing I started to notice, and maybe you did too a little while ago, is that RPC has been leaving increasingly upset, inflammatory type messages in comments on virtually everything we post.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been taking a lot of extra shots at me personally. So we flagged some of them. We pulled them so that we could share them with you. So here we go. This is something I think I posted. He wrote, "Have to worship the big ham." Never wrote that book.
What?
Right? He's referring to my book, which is a New York Times bestseller.
Yes.
And, you know, I was like, I remember I saw one of these and you're like, wait, who's that? And you're like, huh? Okay. And then
he's claiming that you never wrote the book.
Then he posted this himself. He wrote, "I was famous before YMH. And I'm not jealous of Tom Segura's so-called nasty fame. And now he believes he has written never wrote that book. His staff done it for him. Please. I'm getting better and better and more happier and creative and can do comedy and music and act. Don't need a writer. Uncle Shine Rusty is a big joke and thinks he is so proud and famous that people can't stand his foul mouth or crummy appearance. Sir, I'm getting back into life and will be. So, Tom, stop copying style and words and dressing style. Get your own style. RPC, Lucifer's Lair, the hot one always, right?
Wow. It sounds like he's going after Unc Shine, too.
Well, he does, and he has mocked Unc Shine. We played a clip of him mocking Unc Shine a little while ago. He did like an impression of him that was, it was pretty nasty.
Yes.
But he's continued, you know, he writes these comments here. Tom is losing it. And to label people is so old these days. Tom never broke me down.
Oh, wow.
Tom, we don't label people. Thank you. Tom, we don't label people. Thank you. Tom, we... So he's repeating that message there. Why is Tom Segura telling Bert to dress like a grown man? Tom, you dress like an overage teen. Look in the mirror.
Oh, boy.
He's definitely...
He's doing something. He's that... Picture of him is shirtless too, by the way.
Yes.
He's telling you how to dress.
He's dressing like Bert.
He's
copying Bert's style.
Oh,
right there.
Okay, okay. Yes. He's increasingly getting more and more upset.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we've seen these everywhere now. Look in the mirror, Tom. I'm repeating that. Stop giving advice. He wrote a nasty one to you here.
Yes, he did. I was surprised. Now he's coming after me. This is so funny, though. So this is in reference to my special mom jeans. She looks like Miss Piggy in Muppet Land. He's not wrong. Would you Google Miss Piggy in Muppet Land? This made me LOL. That was really funny, I thought. I actually do.
See?
And I completely forgot that she dressed like that. It's the blonde hair and the pink. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Super funny. But anyway. So there she is in the pink.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It does look like Miss Piggy.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, I mean, people could propose different theories. Is it maybe that we haven't paid attention to him in a while?
Yeah. Can I tell you, toddlers, when you don't pay enough attention to them, will lash out.
Yeah.
And I think he needs a little TLC, a little love, a little YMH attention. He needs love from us. I think he feels a little discarded. A big phony, P-H-O-N-E-Y.
And?
Tom is short in his brain.
These are like every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Whether it's posted by the YMH account, my personal account, he says something.
It's like he wants your attention.
Kind of feels like it.
I think, and you know what's funny is that he always felt more comfortable going after you.
Yeah.
So this makes sense. You're his guy. And I think he feels neglected, and I think you need to give him a little love.
I think maybe you're right. I think the only way to maybe do that is, you know, maybe I give him a call.
Yeah.
So let's see
give
here.
Give him a shout. Short in his brain. My goodness, he's so mad at you.
Please leave your message for 917.
Hold on, let me try and give you the other phone number.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 347.
What? How did that happen? How do you change the language of that?
All right. Well, we just tried calling Robert twice. He has two phones. Busy. I mean, I get it. He's active. He's doing things. And he gave us two numbers to reach out. Said he would be down for this call. He talked to Nadav, and he didn't answer. So,
well, you know, it is 1 p.m. on the East Coast. He's probably in meetings. And
yeah, he's doing something.
The stock market's going to close here in a couple of hours, right?
That is true.
So
yeah.
It's probably the end of the day.
You think that's what it is?
He's trading. He's doing stuff.
Yeah. Could be. Could be.
He's upset. You know what? I get it. This is only confirmation of our theory that he's upset with us.
He's definitely upset. I mean, I think he's actually just looking at his phone like, no.
No. Yeah. He's stomping.
He's probably in that meeting.
Yeah.
People are talking and he looked and everyone's like, nah.
Yeah. You know what? He just kicked me like the alpaca. I tried to pet him.
That is a great,
And he just gave us alpaca kicks.
That's a great analogy. I mean.
Gosh.
We really wanted to hash this out because I actually, you know, I don't want Robert upset with me.
Of course not. He's one of the greatest gifts to humanity.
Yeah.
He's a sweet man. He's a loving soul. And we want to repair this relationship, Robert.
I'm sorry, but I can't resist. I have to hit this one more time just to see. Let's see if he'll...
Can't help yourself, Tom.
No.
God, I'm going to have to dye my hair blonde again. It's going to take forever. Ugh.
This is ringing. I mean, he sees this. Hello?
No. No. He answered it. We heard the TV in the background.
Yeah.
And then he hung up.
This is, yeah.
I think you got to go again.
We got to go again.
Maybe it's because you didn't say anything in the first second. He thought it
was. Right.
I think you're supposed to say hello when you pick up the phone. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Robert?
Please leave your message for 91.
No. Try again. Try again. Try the other number.
The other number?
Yeah.
I think the other number's going to work. I think the first one's the one to do it.
That's the one that he picked up?
Yeah.
And now it's a voicemail?
Por favor, deje su mensaje.
How does it go to Spanish?
I don't know. I mean... Come on, dude. How could he be? He's this upset?
He is. Tommy, he's not happy with you.
I know.
And me. I'm Miss Piggy.
And he really did. I mean,
I cannot. He knows this is us calling.
Yeah, at this point.
Well, maybe he's in
maybe
the middle
he's doing
of
that, like, you got to chase me thing.
Yeah, he is. We have to send him flowers. Guys, we need to send him, like, a gift. We need to butter him up because.
Please leave your message for 9.
He's sending it to voicemail.
1, 7, yeah, I mean,
okay. You know
at
what?
At this point, it's confirmed.
He is so angry. What can we send him to make amends? Is it flowers?
I think it's any. I don't know if anyone. Why don't you? You know what? Why don't you just try
you
calling
try
him?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Hello?
Robert.
Yep.
Hey, how are you? It's Tom Segura. How are you?
Just overworked from doing kids charity. I'm knocked out.
Oh, well, that's very nice that you're doing kids charity. I really wanted to get you on the phone because, you know, I think you may have talked to Nadav for a moment, but I noticed that, you know, on Instagram and stuff, it seems like, I felt like you're upset with me or something.
No. It's just, I just, you know, I'm an honest person. I'm not going to be direct.
Yeah.
I just can't stand Uncle Sean and see nothing he's done for anybody but himself. That's all I've seen.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say it.
Oh, that's, I mean, okay.
In other words, like, I can see if you make somebody here and they help other people out, but all I ever see him do is take, take, and take, and he's beginning to just, I'm getting so sick of him now. I really am.
Oh, I got you. So you're not a fan of Unc Shine. Some people are just not for everybody, but I noticed that, like, you know, you in a couple of comments, you said that, like, I didn't write my book. It seemed like you were, you know, accusing me of having the staff write the book.
I don't know. When I get mad, I get mad. I scream things out. Okay.
Oh, okay. So you were just upset.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I mean, you know that everybody here, including myself, we have absolutely nothing but love for you. So I know we hadn't spoken to you in a while, but, like, you know, we want to make it up to you. I mean, I feel like we just haven't talked to you in a while.
When I get mad, I don't care what I say, I just get mad. But I just could not stand, Uncle, I call him the Crypt Keeper. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't look at him. He doesn't do anything. I ask people if they like him. They said, this is Harlem. I hear black people. Do you like him? No.
Yeah.
Thank you. I cleared it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, so he is not a black guy that you're into.
No. If he's going to be, black people don't act that stupid no more. It's educational. He's not. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. They had their time. Is it just Unc Shine that's bothering you, or is there anything else bothering you?
Well, the only thing I got now, someone from the on Instagram, but they're legit. They're writing there's no more Epic. They're thing that prepared because the passcode is like no more Epic, and they're writing a script out. So I don't know. And about, I'm not crazy about it, but hey, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
About a gay. A gay trucker
who does what?
No, a gay trucker who helped this a girl from being a prostitute, and he takes her as a daughter, and he's on a run with her from the mob, and they're trying to produce this. I don't know. They're writing it out. I don't know. And if they got an agent, no, they're trying to get someone help to produce it, and they're doing the creating. So they're on Instagram. They're working it out, and they tell me the whole. Oh, it's a long story.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So you said that you lash out when you get upset. What's the most upset you've been?
The most upset I've been?
Yeah.
When my mother passed away, it was a long time ago, I hated this little nursing home, Harlem nursing home. I hated them. I made sure they had no customers. I was telling everybody about their bad place. I gave bad reviews.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before. I've done that, yeah.
And my mother passed, I just got so even with them. I felt so bad.
Wow, yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Robert. Are you mad at Christina?
I'm not mad. I'm a person, like, you see, everyone takes me for the piss and beat thing. Okay, I did it. It's your team. I had a bit of shit with some people. Yeah, but in between I have these people, but I'm really into a lot of things. I got a lot of brains. I keep telling people I have brains.
And yeah.
They can see it. I got brains. Okay. I could create. I could do things. I could do comedy. I could do all kinds of side shows. I could do it.
I believe you. I believe you. But you're not mad at Christina then?
I'm not mad at her. But the people tell me, I have some on the phone tell me, this guy calls, I don't know where he's calling from, and they call him, Shade or something. He tells you all these crazy, Tom's saying it's about you, they're saying about you. I said, look, when it comes to their mouth, I'll hear it. I don't believe. So I'm picking him on the line. He's been getting to tell me a lot of gossip.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a lot of gossip going around. All right. Well, yeah, you know, I just feel like we haven't been in touch in a while, and I wanted to make sure everything was cool. You know, also I'll let you know that we're celebrating episode 666 today, and you are in Lucifer's lair, so that is kind of exciting. What about, let me see, I would love to make it up to you in some way, just the fact that I feel like we haven't been in touch. What if we sent any, you know, nice, black, lean, any, to your place just to hang out? Is that cool?
No, don't do that. No.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Don't do that.
Oh, I mean, you know.
He's a nice guy, but no, he's nice, but no, I don't want to do that. I don't like people doing that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well,
I thought that was the height of your excitement.
No. The only thing I have to do now is I'm trying to, and it's very hard. I'm working with Bling Girl. She's in Texas, and we're trying to raise a, I don't know if we could do it or not. We're trying to raise money for kids, but kids for Texas in school, and to get them breakfast, lunch, and we're trying to get things, supplies for them, and toys for Christmas. And I'm trying to raise a charity, and it's the hardest thing I'm doing. I'm getting knocked out.
Oh, what's the? Do you want to plug the charity? Like, can we promote the? Is there a name for the charity or somewhere we can send?
Yeah, it's RPC Cares for the World. Fund.
RPC Cares for the World Fund. Okay. Is there a website for that?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, no, but I'm working with Bling Girl, and you get her on, she's on Instagram as Darlene, as Darlene.
Okay. Maybe we can find her Instagram, Darlene. Okay.
And she's working for a school for in Texas. I've been helping her out getting these kids. I've been doing with that. I've been buying the toys myself, and I get donations here, and I'm trying. And we're trying to get, like, so they can have some kids could go have, like, they need She's not going to give the money to the kid. She's going to buy the stuff for the kid. We're not going to trust the parents. Trust me. We've got to be a little careful.
Yep. So another thing I wanted to ask you is, you know that I have a book that's out, right?
Yeah, I heard about it. Well, this guy was telling me a lot of crap. Oh, if you heard this guy talking, was going to me that you had a hitman after me. Oh, they're doing this. I said, what's going on? Am I going crazy in this world?
Did I have a hitman after you?
Yeah, this guy was telling me.
Which guy?
His name is, they call him Shade, or something like they talk to me. He's one of the, and I don't talk much to him. And he gets on, and he talks to me. I said, and he never shows his face. I said, sir, I don't know who you're talking about, but now you're driving me crazy, okay?
Yeah.
You're not doing a mystery novel.
Well, I just, actually, all I was trying to say is that I'd like to send you a copy of it, if that's okay.
You want to? I'm gonna, because I'm trying to relocate out of here because I want to get out of here because I don't want to stay here no more.
You don't want to stay at $23.95?
No.
Okay. Are you going to stay in New York?
I want to. But Bling Girl, she's talking to me. If I could get this, I'm trying to get an agent now. If I could get it, I'm trying to get lots of agents and get this one and get this person to work with this show that he wants, this person wants to do. And he's called it Urban Decay.
Cool. That's a cool name.
Urban Decay. And he said, can you, I said, yes, I can. So he said, get an aid. And then he's got the creator of it. He's creating it. He's writing the whole board.
Like
He showed me his verification.
Good. How's your love life?
So it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's not that great, but I got to say one thing. Look, I found out as soon as they find out that you make fame, people take a fool out of you. So I'm careful with people.
Got you. All right.
Too famous.
Well, look, this was, I was really happy to get you on the phone and to let you know that, you know, I wanted to make sure everything was good between us. Cause like I said, I heard you were upset. I saw your comments that it seemed like you were pretty upset, and I just wanted to check in with you.
Well, me and Blinker were hoping, we're trying to see if we could get some sort of, I don't know, a charity ball where we could raise money. I said, that, I don't know if we could raise money that way. And people come in, they pay so much for tickets, and, that's another way we're raising money for kids. We're trying every way we can.
Yep.
We are knocking ourselves out.
Okay. Very good news. Very good update. If there's anywhere we can send people, I think you should get a website for your charity. That would help a lot. We could drive people to your website. That would be very helpful.
Well,
I would tell your.
I put it on my Instagram a lot. Okay.
Okay.
And I always put it on. I always mention it. I said RPC Kids. So I put the address. I said, if they send money, put it in Danielle Marie, her real name, Danielle Marie.
Yeah.
I got texted. You send it to her.
Yeah.
You put the money in an envelope. Then she put my address on it, and I sent to her. And then I go to Jennifer, and Jennifer puts it in the mail to her.
Well, that's easy enough. So thank you for now. I get it. We'll just throw the money in the envelope. You give it to Darlene. She gives it to you.
Jennifer.
And then Jenny. And then everything's bought.
That's how it was done.
Okay. There we go. Robert, it's always nice to hear your voice. Like I said, we're celebrating episode 666. We were talking about how you're the most fun person we've ever found doing this podcast. And I'm happy to hear that you're not upset with me. You were just upset in the moment, and which is why you called me short in my brain and a big phony.
Well,
but yeah.
Well, I got some dizzy queens call me every time, and every time I tell me all this crazy stuff, I said, I don't want to hear no more people. Don't tell me anymore.
Yeah.
I have a life.
Yeah.
All right. Please stay in touch. Let us know what you're doing and give us updates on the charity fundraising and. You know, it's just, it's good to talk to you, Robert.
Okay.
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 And Annie and Nadav both say hello, and they They're asking if they could come by, and I told them it's on the house. Yep.
No problem.
All right, you just give us the thumbs up, and they're going to be on a plane, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Whoa.
You know what? We were right. He's very busy.
He's extremely
busy. He's doing charity work. He's being cast for so many parts and things.
Could you even keep up with those chess moves of how to donate?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there were new people being added to the equation as it, man.
Remember when the Queens Above 18 guy wanted to sell shirts?
Steve?
Yeah. Did that air or was that just amongst us? Where he was like, he's like, go, you email me and then you find my PayPal and then send me an email after you PayPal me. Let me know what size shirt and then
size
I'll...
and the address. And don't forget, you got to tell me the size for, and you got to go to PayPal first after you tell me that you want a shirt.
It was so convoluted. Yeah.
You don't think there's a better system than this?
Well, I think this system's even worse.
No, this makes sense.
I don't want
to do the whole website thing. You put the money in an envelope. You send it to Darlene. Then she'll give it to me. I'll give it to Jenny. Jenny will buy the stuff. And then it's a good charity.
There you go. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
And I don't see any way that this would by any chance result in people losing money and not going to charity. What in the? I need a break.
Yeah. You must be, you need a nap too. It's exhausting. God. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's not mad at us. It sounds like his beef is with Unc Shine.
Well, but also it sounds like he mentioned a couple times that people are feeding him misinformation.
I don't know what that's about.
He's like, I'm talking to people saying this and saying, like, people are gossiping to him about things. I don't know. It just.
My theory is that either he's jealous that Unc Shine is getting so much attention.
He really doesn't like him.
Or he's secretly attracted to Unc Shine.
He also said.
You need another cigarette?
He also said.
You need a smoke?
He also said, like, black people aren't like that anymore.
Yeah. What the hell? Like that.
He's like, you know.
They're not like that anymore.
There was that time. But we're past that.
I want another cigarette, too. Let's smoke again.
Woo. Yeah. That was great because I saw any go.
And he's not into any sexually.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That was a direct offering. And he was like, mm-mm.
No.
Yeah. I got rejected by RPC.
Can't believe
I mean, that's got to feel something. You got to feel something.
I feel like shit. Yeah. Horrible.
Well, at least he's into something good. It sounds like charity is good for him. You know? Like
yeah. Oh, here you go.
That's a really cool, it's a good thing he's into. I do wish he'd get that website going.
Wow.
Feels like the old days.
Yeah.
I feel like a bad girl. I'm a bad goth girl. Whoa, Chad, watch out. You know what? Let's do a little role playing. Is this how I looked when we met, kind of? Because you always say I was wearing fishnets when we met.
You were.
And I was smoking like this.
You were. Yeah. You want to be the honest, totally true? Like the truth? I thought you were a prostitute. It was Sunset Boulevard.
Stop. In front of the club?
Yeah, I was like, she's working. She's just trying to get like a John to walk in or out of here. I remember I had $40. I was like, this is a ton of cash.
Whatever. I thought you were a hillbilly. Because you were like, I was like, what's your name? You're like, Tom. Uh-huh. You know, you say your name all stupid because you just come from the South, basically.
You
just come from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was all, where are you from? I'm all, ew, you're not from LA. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was all cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm from Florida. And I was like, ew. Like, I never really knew anybody from Florida. Because, you know, LA is so LA, uh-huh. right? Like, you're just from here, you're not. It's like, whatever. And I remember judging you a little bit because I was like, oof.
You really remember that?
Yeah.
You were like, this is a fucking hillbilly?
I thought you were kind of like a hick, yeah. Because I'm like, well, he's not from LA. And Angelinos secretly judge outsiders a little bit. We're like, I don't know you. Like, you're not really.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to size you up. And I was like, do you have like a pickup truck or something? Like, I didn't know. I just didn't know. I hadn't really I travel, but not.
Yeah.
You just don't know the rest of the culture, you know?
That's true, yeah.
American.
I'm
a Texan. I'm totally down.
I legit thought you were a hooker.
Stop it.
I did.
I wasn't dressed like a whore. I was doing a show. How whorey could I have been?
You were sitting down on stairs with fishnets smoking. I was like, this is a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a lot of that in my early life.
Prostitution?
Just like sitting on stoops, smoking, like dark corners, like.
And I kind of knew how to eyeball them because I was working at that restaurant on Sunset, which was a track, and they would come in and buy lemonade. So.
Lemonade, huh?
Yeah.
That's the whole drink.
I was like, oh, do you want a lemonade? You know?
Why lemonade?
Because we had good lemonade.
Yeah. Hoes like lemonade.
Yeah.
You know what's so crazy? Oh my God, I feel like I have to shit. Remember how cigarettes used to make me have to shit? You guys wouldn't remember that fact, but you know how cigarettes make you have to shit? It's making me have to shit.
Do you want
to
go?
No, I'm not going to shit here. Are you crazy?
What do you mean? You said you have to shit.
I've only shit at YMH Studios once when I had diarrhea. Even any who's wearing a mask today, because we're not sure if it's stomach flu or food poisoning, went to fucking Arby's to take a shit. He wouldn't even shit here.
Why?
I'm trying to help you guys, man. You don't want that in your bathroom, trust me.
Oh, right.
It's a mess. It's a mess. I went in there. I had to go in the employee bathroom because I went to the Arby's and I was like, can I use the bathroom? He's like, I think someone's in there. I'm like, I don't think you understand, man. Like, in about 2 minutes, something is about to explode.
He was like, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he told me the code to the
employee one.
Yeah.
Holy
and then I blew
cow.
It the fuck up and I feel pretty bad. But I mean, what are you going to do?
Damn. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Did like a lot come out? Because you know you hold it in.
So much. But it was. But it wasn't like, I mean, I don't have food poisoning ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like the first time in like a decade that I've had food poisoning.
Yeah.
So it came out like, you know, that
I was on a
liquid
flight a week ago.
Yeah.
Where a very large man took a dump and it came through the whole cabin.
No.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I hate that.
I actually was looking down and I was like, what is that? Where is that coming from? And it was the dude. And so it kind of like, it makes you think about, it makes sense, right? A larger human.
Makes a larger shit.
That is more powerful.
Yeah.
One time, I have this in the book. I shared a condo.
This is a really interesting topic.
Well, no, this is true. I shared a condo, a comedy condo, meaning just like the club owns a space, a really shitty one.
Yeah.
There was 2-bedroom, 1-bath. So you shared the bathroom with the other comic for the weekend. I mean, not the most desirable thing, but you're kind of like, you know, you're working at these clubs and you're like, this is just what it is, you know? Most of the time, you wouldn't put that much thought into it other than the inconvenience of it. But I was working one weekend with a 600-pound guy.
Wow.
And he would shit and it would come through the walls. It would come through the walls.
What was he eating?
I mean, he's 600 pounds.
Just everything.
He obviously. And the funny thing was, you know what I remember about this guy? We went out to lunch. And at lunch, he goes, have you seen so-and-so, like another comedian? I go, not in a while. He goes, he's getting big.
The irony.
I was like, what? He's like, he's really got to watch his weight. I'm like, yeah, he sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which does pose a very interesting philosophical question. Does a bigger person necessarily make a bigger shit?
I don't know.
Hold on. You guys are shaking your head. No, but we have a 6-year-old that takes
that's a good point.
Monstrous dumps. I mean, the point where they poke out of the water.
Right. Meaning that it actually negates that theory because here's a little 45-pound dude taking like adult-sized dumps. Who, by the way, he has like a minimal appetite.
I know.
He doesn't eat
that much.
Kid's
not a big eater. Like,
no.
What are you shitting out?
Yeah. But why are these two huge guys that I'm talking about shitting so potent that it's penetrating the walls and filling the cabin of a flight?
Yeah. Really interesting questions.
What do you think?
Well, we know what we need to do is we need to ask somebody that's once been super, super fat and then lost a bunch of weight and gotten healthy and be like, where your shit's bigger when you are heavier.
Well, I can say this as somebody who's been fatter in my life and then less fat, is your shits are more like reckless when you're fatter they're crazier shits.
And is it because you're just eating kind of haphazardly? Yeah. Like whatever.
You have like no standards for what goes into your body. Yeah. Right? So you're just like, you're just eating junk all the time.
Yeah.
So your shits are always disasters. Every shit's an emergency. You know? Yeah.
You know, like, what's interesting though, is that the healthier my diet gets, the more horrendous my shits are. Meaning I eat more salads, I eat more fiber, and like it's just like it's so much brown, you know?
Yeah.
It's not good.
Big or just like foul?
Just like runny and like, ugh, not have to use the bidet longer than I wanted to.
Right. Nice. God. Yeah.
Yeah. The healthier you eat, that's the irony. Like, I bet vegans take crazy dumps. Because my cousin, when she went vegan, she's like, dude, I take like brontosaurus size shits. She's like, because I eat so
lots of fiber.
Clean. Yeah. Yeah. Everything you eat just comes right out of you. I think that's like the benefit of going vegan is that you're just so cleaned out, you know?
Could be. Could be.
But then my dad always had this theory. He would say, big dog makes big shit. Small dog makes small shit.
But that's also true. Like a little tiny dog has little like little pellets come out of it.
Yeah. Right? So it's like.
You got a 150-pound dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking man's shit.
Yeah. So size, the relativity of the size to the dump. It makes sense.
Dude, it makes sense. You should have been on this plane.
No, thank you.
Oh, my God. It literally, I was looking at the ground. I was like, something's happening here. It took me a minute to figure it out.
I'm more upset that you were flying commercial.
Yeah, believe me. It took me a couple days to get over.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who takes violent dumps on planes. I really try to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah.
The one time I sharted over Africa, I remember we were flying to Africa.
I remember.
But even then, I didn't take like a violent shit. I just sharted.
Yeah.
I don't think I've taken a violent shit. I don't remember.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Thanks for bringing it up.
You got it.
Wait, do you disagree with this?
Yeah,
theory?
And Nadav is like shaking his head, like, oh no, I know better.
Well, because I don't think that it's like big people make big shits. And I don't think that the good argument is that, oh, well, kids have small shits because it's like, I think everyone's kids have adult sized shits.
I don't know. But what about my dad's theory that big dog makes big shit, little dog makes little shit? It's true.
Those are different animals. Like the dogs also have like eight nipples, but that's not us. But
we're similar.
How similar?
What about like tiny chicks? Tiny chicks don't shit as big as Nadav. Like a tiny little petite girl.
Unless they're vegan.
Oh, God, this is such a complicated issue.
And also, I don't take huge shits.
Can we get a gastroenterologist?
Sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It's all relative. You don't know. But you don't know that you don't know that because they're your shits. Are you looking at other people's shits?
Yeah.
You've looked at other people's shits.
All the time.
Whose?
Like at the office before everyone knows the rule.
He knows everybody's shit style.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't just a hobby for me, guys.
He does know. Wait, I got to bring something up. What's that?
I'm sorry. You said you look at the size of these shits?
Yeah. Well, how do you know?
I have cameras installed.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait, do you shit at the office in Texas any?
Never.
No.
Never.
Those are nice stalls.
I know. It's a shame I can't use them. It's a real big shame. Look, it's for y'all. It's for y'all. I'm a nice guy, you know, and I'm trying to help you guys out.
Just give it to us one time, dude.
You don't want it one time. You don't want it one
we
time.
We do.
You don't.
We do.
You do. It will, I mean... You don't want it one time, bro. I mean, just tell you.
But think about it, because Annie holds it in for so long that his dumps are catastrophic. By the time he lets it happen, it's probably devastating.
I am curious, though.
It's horrible.
Me too. Can you take a picture, please?
No, I can't do that.
What if we'd like do it on a Saturday? So it has like...
What the fuck is the difference of a Saturday?
It has like a day or two to dissipate. Like it won't smell terrible on a Monday if you do it on a Saturday.
Oof.
Or a Friday evening, even better.
Man. Because here's the other thing. Here's the more important part, actually. It's not just catastrophic. It's fucking giant, like, normally. So it's going to get clogged. And
well,
I ain't touching that shit.
Plumbers on standby?
No, I ain't doing that, man. I'm trying to help y'all, man. I'm trying to help y'all.
Help us better.
A plumber would come in and be like, you know, you can't just shit on each other's shit in here. You got to flush between them.
Annie, are you sitting down when you shit at Arby's, or are you standing on the, are you squatting on the toilet seat?
Neither. I don't, I'm not even going to touch my feet to that shit. I just be standing and shitting.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So you hover over it?
Yeah.
From the ground?
Yeah. From what? Yes. Oh, you mean from the toilet?
Right, right.
No, I'm not touching the toilet. I don't touch that shit.
You stand on the ground and you just hover.
Yeah.
That's how, man, you took a shit this morning at Arby's?
This is why.
How do you, you must have amazing thigh muscles. I mean, I can't squat that. And you're vulnerable, you're shitting.
Yeah.
You don't want to relax?
I've been doing it for 30 years. No, I don't want to relax. I want to get the hell out of there and push it out super quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy dumping. I mean, I think it's one of life's good pleasures, taking a dump, you know?
I think most people.
Yeah, it's
most
fun.
People, it gets like a relaxing thing, you know, if it's healthy. You're kind of like, it's a break. Hold on. And that was an interesting potty break for everybody.
I know. I wanted to take a dump, and then the toilet here is about to flood.
Yeah.
Like,
which is funny because, like, I went in there, I peed.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah. You peed. So who went first in the lineup is what I'm wondering, because we all peed.
Well, Zola was in there, but I think he peed too.
Right.
Yeah, I peed.
I thought I was about to get some more intel on the type of shits that he takes, because he's the one that I don't really know how he does it.
Right.
Zolo. This exact conversation is why I don't do this. This one right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it went Zolo and then Nadav peed first.
No, I didn't even pee.
You didn't pee. So Zolo and then Tom and then me. And by the time I went in there, I thought to myself, I go, should I try and relax enough to brown here? Because that cigarette and I'm drinking espresso, should I do it? And I tried to relax my sphincter a little bit. Didn't happen. And I was like, fuck it, I'm done. And I flushed and I heard glue, 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 glue. And then, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this is bad. I'm like,
and we share a pipeline with our neighbor who one time, this was actually very satisfying when I heard this, it clogged and the plumbers came and they're like, oh, it's all this like whatever wipes or something in the, and they go, oh, it could be from that side. And the plumber was like, no, it's from your side. Like the plumber straightened them out.
The wipes? So who was using wipes?
They were using them over there.
Oh, sorry. Their side, not our side. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That you can't put wipes in the plumbing. That's, and people have said to me, oh, but Christina, have you tried the biodegradable kind? And I've been told that even those will destroy your
plumbing. But what do you want to bet that's what this is right now? It's gotta be. It's them. First of all, no one's even been here on this side.
Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're both clogged. And she was, when I went next door, I was like, hey, you know, our bathroom's acting up. How's yours doing? Can you see if you flush? She's like, well, someone just went in right now and it was fine for them. Something tells me that that's the culprit. Mr. Wipes.
Mr. Wipes.
Yeah. It's somebody with wipes. Yeah. Which usually. I get, you know. I mean, they're amazing. They feel much better.
I can't wait to tell them to cover the bill.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
How will you have empirical? Oh, because we haven't been here.
Be like, yeah, no one's been here. You can be like, we haven't even, like, people have peed here.
I took two shits here on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not your dumps.
No.
Wow.
You took two.
It was a travel day.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Travel days ruin all your browns.
So I got something to show you. This guy, Carlos, he is the eye exorcism. Why is it called the eye exorcism? Do you know?
Yeah. If you remember, there's the guy he uploaded to YouTube where he just used his eyes.
To perform an exorcism.
Yeah, to perform an exorcism on whoever's watching the YouTube.
Oh,
I think that's in there for you.
All right, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Make eye contact with me right now. I'm going to expose your demons, okay? I'm going to command them to surface, okay?
Okay.
Now, pay close attention to what I'm going to say here.
You really do got to take care of your eyebrows as you get older. You know, they just get wild.
Wild. Yeah. And the thing is, it looks as though he's done some measures because he plucks in between them, yet leaves the length on the rest.
Yeah.
It's too long.
I feel like mine grow at such an alarming rate sometimes.
They do.
You know?
They really do. And I've tried to maintain you and pluck you and keep you.
Yeah. I'll only notice because like one will come into my vision, you know, like I'll move and I'll be like, what is that? Or. Also, I don't look at my face very much, so I'll lean in, and then I'll be like, oh, wow, there's some real longies here.
Yeah.
But as soon as you do it, you feel better, you know.
Yeah, this is unnecessary. And also, I believe it ages your face a lot more. If
they're longer?
You need to trim them, yeah. You look wild.
I agree. I agree. So anyway, he has a new update, this guy.
Oh.
And it's not a performance of an exorcism with his eyes, but it is a really interesting thought.
So what I want to say here is this, okay?
Okay.
Open mouth French kiss is oral sex, okay?
Wow.
And everyone loses their virginity when they kiss for the first time. So I
please subscribe to this channel.
I didn't know that until like maybe like a month ago.
Oh, a month ago.
Right?
Jeez.
But I pray and I read the word right and now. I get revelation.
Yeah, I just learned it right now.
I just learned it right now. So he's saying that a French kiss is technically you losing your virginity.
Virginity, yeah.
Virginity is cool.
Come on, come on.
Do you, Tom?
Okay, if you really want to have a blessed marriage, a blessed family and life, do things God's way. Don't do things Hollywood's Hollywood way.
Hollywood?
Don't do things
what's the Hollywood?
YouTube way. Don't do YouTube. Things CNN way. Yeah. Don't do things, you know, don't do things Hollywood's way because it's going to going to mess with you. Do things God's way. How about that?
Yeah.
Social.
Social. Don't do things Hollywood way.
What accent is that? Is that Portuguese, you think? Is he Brazilian? Don't do things
Hollywood. Latin something.
There are principles that will, if we apply them, we will be protected. But if we break them, we are going to be at the devil's mercy, right?
Oh, geez.
So I just had this word for you. You don't have to believe the way I do. I'm just, trying to help people, avoid more curses. Okay? If you fornicate before you got married, if your marriage is not done, heaven's way, chances are it will not work either.
What?
Because it's already full of curses and demons and devils, right?
Demons and devils,
Tom, too. We've farnicated before marriage.
It's true. It's true. And many people do. Many people do. And they're all going to be in hell for eternity.
In the Hollywood
I think, he would really click, like really, really, really click with...
God invented the game of sex, and therefore... He gets to make the rules. And if you don't live by those rules, you will pay the consequences. In this life, you will get sexually transmitted diseases. And in the next life, you will suffer for all eternity.
Oh, man.
Such an extreme reaction.
Cool.
Yeah.
How does God dictate what sex will be? Does God have a dick?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
What's his dick sitch?
It's pretty fucking spectacular.
God's dick?
Do you think God has that's all you got? No.
What do you imagine it to be?
The greatest of all time.
And what's that? Like shape, girth?
Well, first of all, I don't think God is like 6'1". I think he's probably 10 feet tall or something.
Oh my God.
It's God. He's not going to be like, he's got a little...
How large is God's penis?
Yeah.
Google on the top. You're right. He's 10 feet tall.
Yeah. So I think his penis is probably flaccid, 16 inches.
Easily.
Yeah. And girthy, like a forearm,
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Is this an article about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's pretty enormous.
Oh, they...
spectacular.
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call him Jesus. So that's the argument that he does have a dick.
But here's the thing about God's penis. I think it is so. I don't think it is one that a human being could fornicate
can take.
With.
Well, Mary was inseminated by God.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it the OS way.
Right. Right.
He did it the God way. So maybe he just. Oh, maybe he came on her stomach, like we were saying earlier, because God doesn't spill his seed on the floor. That's rule number one. So he came on her stomach, and then it trickled down in.
Inside?
God's dick moved. I mean, the semen moved in.
It's quite possible.
Yeah.
It's quite possible. I don't think somebody can get to heaven and be like, hey, can I take that for a ride? And God's like, sure.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, I think it would just, I think it would rip you in half.
Because if he's 10 feet tall,
yeah.
He's like Sasquatch.
And yeah, that's what I think he's
super
like.
Super big. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's giant. I think he looks like, like a caricature of a person, but like a glorious one. Perfect. Yeah.
Do you think he has the long hair, like the long white hair and white beard, like this guy kind of?
And a blue dick. Yeah.
And a blue dick. Yeah, nice, dude. blue and veiny.
Yeah, and just like scary. I think it looks like a weapon, you know, like a sword or something, you know.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool guy.
I don't know, that's what I dream about. I don't know. I don't know. I
never, there are principles that will, if we apply them, we will be protected. But if we break them, we are going to be at the devil's mercy, right?
Yeah.
So I just had this word for you. You don't have to believe the way I do. I'm just, you know, trying to help people, you know, avoid more curses. Okay?
He's
if
just
you fornicate before you got married, if your marriage is not done, you know, heaven's way, chances are it will not work either. Now, everything else that you're doing out there, looking at women's legs, if you're a man, and then that's only going to make the situation worse. If you're watching pornography, if you keep, you know, adultery is a major, major sin that will open so many doors for demons to come in and destroy people, family, marriages, and the like for generations to come. It's called adultery. Adultery can open a door for an infirmity demon to come in and put a cancer in somebody. Why not?
Oh, wow. He has a website.
Oh.
I like his style.
When he opened it, he was like,
this video and subscribe. And then now it says, visit brothercarlos.com.
Yeah.
Deliverance videos, telephone prayers, and more.
And more.
Yeah.
What's more?
Oh, the website doesn't work. That's strange. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. He mentioned, he's like, you're looking at women's legs. Like, you know, that's what makes his dick hard because he threw out women's legs.
Also, he's from Brazil. So he's been seeing legs for a while.
Yeah. And tushes.
And he's like, the culture is a super sexual culture.
It is. Why? Yeah. That's so funny. They are very super sexual. And it's about the butt, the Brazilian butt, having a butt like that.
Yeah.
They like booty. Their butts.
Mm hmm. It's thongs. It's the beach, right? It's a beach community.
It's
That's
a beach
why.
Culture, yeah.
Yeah. Rio.
They're fun. I like that whole style. Yeah. Do it, Tom. Dance.
Carnival.
Carnival.
Show me the gum. Yeah.
Show me the gum. Yeah. Are they super religious too, though?
I mean, it's a Catholic, sure, country, but I mean, it's obviously like, I mean, it's a sexually charged culture.
Yeah. What an interesting dichotomy that they're like a deeply Catholic place. And then also,
I read this thing one time about insults in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
And so the origin of insults, you know, in different parts of the world are cultural, right? So it has to do with like what happens and what is the norm and what do people care about in that culture.
Yep.
And so I don't know what the actual, but I was reading this thing and it was like, you know, in Bulgaria, it's this. And in Japan, it's this. And Japan's was like shame based, which made sense, you know. And the insult that said, the article said that in Brazil, one of the common insults basically translated to like, you don't even know how to fuck.
Oh, wow.
Like that was like.
That's like the worst thing you can say to somebody.
Yeah.
You can't fuck right.
You don't fuck right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, how dare you say that to me?
You can't even, you don't even know how to fuck.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So this guy, his eyebrows, I think this is an older video. He looks younger here.
Yeah, he looks younger, and I wish he would remove his shades. I'd like to see his eyes.
Yeah. And well, he performs exorcisms with his eyes.
It's too powerful. It's he can't powerful. Show you everything at once. I know.
It makes a lot of sense.
The telephone.
Okay, we're going to make a real quick video about emoji self-pronouns. First of all, for those of you who don't know, I use tooth emoji self-pronouns.
Yep.
Now we're going to talk about why I don't say those verbally, because that was really weird to say. Ugh.
Tooth self. Yeah.
Emoji self-pronouns are type of neo-pronoun, or as some people call them, xeno-pronouns. That I've, thank you, by the way, for those who decided to educate me on that.
I did more research
on it, and you are correct. Xeno-pronouns are a thing. A lot of people still refer to noun self and emoji self pronouns as neo pronouns, though. And since that's more commonly known, I will continue.
I am moving on.
Wait, hold on. Can I tell you my favorite thing is that so when these people make a video and then someone's like, actually, it's called a neo pronoun. And then the person has to go, thank you for educating me.
Yeah.
Like you can't be like, fuck you. You in this whole thing, you have to say, thank you for educating
me. Thank you for the education.
Thank you for educating me. So I'd like to thank you for educating me, tooth self. We did not know.
And I thank you for the education.
Thank you for educating me.
You know that there are like voiceover act. Like sometimes you watch commercials and there's a voiceover and it's a familiar voice. You're like, oh, yeah, that's Kiefer Sutherland. Or yeah. You know? But then there's the ones that are really amazing voices, but they're not celebrities in the sense that they're not from the acting world. They're not, you know, you don't know them, but their voices are just ridiculous, right? So everybody who plays video games knows, you know, like the EA Sports. It's in the game. Like that guy, like they have these like famous voices from that. Did you know that this guy is really famous in the video game world because he does the Halo stuff?
Oh.
Hey there, Tom and Christina. It's Jeff Stitzer, the voice of God multiplayer announcer for Halo. I'm the guy that says things like double kill, triple kill, overkill. Well, the reason I'm here is because your very, very good friend Nick reached out to me to tell me that you guys have got a podcast and he thought you might like to have those lines said by me in the Halo voice.
Wow.
So here we go. Hot sauce is the best. Who is Randy? Double pipe classic. Just glassin'. Garth, where are the bodies? Did I smoke him, Hunter? You bet I'm coming up in May.
Pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's talent.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
My good friend, Nick, who did that.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's so cool. That is such a talent, that voiceover, man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Super cool. Super cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. What a nice guy. What a good sport, too.
Yeah.
I love people when they're sweet. Like
that is Jeff. Is it Stitzer? And it was bought by Nick Abstract.
Jeff Stitzer.
Stitzer, excuse me. Jeff Stitzer.
Nice.
And Nick Abstract.
And what a great gig to be the Halo guy. And you just record it in a booth and boom, you're done working.
God.
What a sweet gig.
Best. I just saw that clip online that Will Arnett.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's the GMC voice.
No.
Yeah, so he has this naturally deep voice.
Yeah.
You know, he has a great, great voice. But he is he can, you know, you can throw your voice, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He can reach like this, like lower pitch or octave, whatever it's called. And he does like GMC trucks. Like, he's
what?
That guy. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah. He's really.
I bet he's done a bunch of stuff we don't even know about.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. You know who I love when he does voiceover is Alec Baldwin.
Well, he's got that same register, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I love Royal Tenenbaums when he does the opening.
Alec Baldwin has, like, hangover voice.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
The thing is that I just didn't sleep enough last night. Yeah. I was drinking.
Totally.
Yeah, he has that voice all the time.
Ilaria wants another baby, and we're bowing up with kids all night.
Ilaria is wanting baby number Ocho.
Yeah. I loved him. He was my favorite of the Baldwins.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know,
he's done incredible movies.
Yeah. There's this movie he did with Kim Basinger.
Bassinger.
Is it Bassinger?
I don't know.
I had such a big crush on him growing up. And, you know, I remember one time they showed his chest and it was super hairy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he's a man.
Yeah.
He's a man. Yeah, there it is. The Marrying Man. I've watched that. You know how growing up, when we did, there was just cable television and you just were at the mercy of whatever was on cable over and over. So I don't even know if I really like that movie. I just know that it was on every day in the summer of 90, whatever, when I was home that summer. So I've seen that movie a million times and I feel like it forces your taste. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, had I not grown up just being in love with him, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Gosh.
If I was watching some other movie that I wanted to watch.
Yeah, no. But he also, I mean, he's a very talented actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always like he shot that person. That was kind of a lot. But even aside from that, he is always in tabloids. He's like a very tabloid heavy guy.
Is he? Yeah. I don't pay attention.
First it was that him and Kim had a very public divorce. And then He's got, well, he, the thing is, like, I don't know why paparazzi's always been into him, but he's always been one of those people that fights with them.
Oh, that's,
so he's actually like punched a few of them.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. It's, but always been Kim Basinger. Basinger.
Yeah. I've
known. God, she was so beautiful too, man.
Stunning.
God, talk about a perfect face too.
Yes. Yeah, she was great.
Oh, jeez. Look at him. Mm. So attractive. Okay, what do you think? Henry Cavill or Alec Baldwin Young? So go ahead and Google Alec Baldwin Young.
Can I tell you the thing, though, that I didn't know? I just realized that Henry Cavill was in that Mission Impossible, like, two of them ago.
Oh.
Didn't register to me as anything but just, like, another actor.
Oh, wow.
It's like he's been... Part of it is, like, he is very good looking, but I feel like I've been, you know, when they're like, you get told that someone is.
Right.
And so now it registers like that. But if you put, like, the mission, like, yeah, he's in Mission Impossible, and I just thought he looked like, okay, like another actor.
Yeah. I know you're saying he didn't, like, stand out.
He didn't stand out as, I wasn't like, look how fucking good looking this guy is.
Maybe it's the beard. Did the beard, because that hides his features. I don't think Henry Cavill should have facial hair.
Even there, when he did the Superman role, I didn't know his name, but I was like, oh, that's the guy I played. I was like, yes, good looking guy. But I didn't go like, holy shit.
Maybe because, like, his face is so generically perfect.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Like, I think, because when I say somebody's perfect, I mean like that, like a stamp
like a stamp.
Oh, this is what a perfect human should look like.
Like, I thought when we were looking at, because Bert saw Thor the other day, and he brought up that to me, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, that guy looked way more standout good looking, you know.
So who are you fucking?
That's
the
what
Thor
I'm saying.
Guy or,
well, but that's a, look at this guy.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that guy's handsome. Yeah, but yeah. I'm not attracted to it. It's,
but look at him there, like in a suit, like,
yeah, let me see him look normal,
like he is like really good looking dude.
No, doesn't do it for me. It's not
really.
He's cute. No, don't get me wrong, he's not objectively handsome.
Yeah,
it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't ring my bell. Like,
now I did think when I was younger, now that you're bringing it up, that I thought that Alec Baldwin looked like a striking handsome man.
But please pull up Alec Baldwin Young. I mean,
yeah, I did think that.
Now
yes.
Here's with Alec Baldwin too, is he's got that, he's something interesting happening here. It's not totally perfect, but there's something masculine, sloppy,
because you know what it is, the thing is about men or women, when something is a little more complicated, it's more intriguing.
Look at that picture. So, oh, like, I love him. What's he doing in the red background and the chest hair? And like,
a little off from perfect can be more attractive than perfect.
1,000%. So, I think I've never fucked a perfect.
Right? Like, you look at that Henry or the Thor character, and you're like, it looks like they're drawings that came to life.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, they just look perfect.
Yep.
Right. But if somebody has like a little
imperfection,
that's almost more appealing.
It's more engaging. You're right. I think because it gives them character, it gives them, something to dig into. Look how I see. He tell my trend, though, Tom.
I see the trend.
I like blue eyes and I like brunettes. Yeah. You're kind of the same.
The funny thing is, though, when you bring up the Henry thing, ever since he's been talked about more, I do go, oh, he is like better looking. But that Mission Impossible thing, that dude didn't register to me at all.
You didn't even see him?
No.
Because he's so generically handsome, maybe.
Yeah.
Because he's not interestingly handsome.
I don't know. He's a very handsome man, you know?
Yeah. But there's interestingly handsome and perfectly handsome.
He seems like if somebody was like, show me a perfect man, and you'd go like, this guy. You know?
It's like a carbon copy.
Yes.
Now, what about, Margot Robbie is playing Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I think, a perfect human.
Beautiful. She's beautiful.
She's like so perfect.
Yeah.
Ugh. But is that generic too? Like, do you feel the same way about women's faces, or is it just men? Because a woman can't be too perfect, right?
I'd take it for a spin. You're right. I mean, you can be like, no, but
no,
she doesn't seem
perfect.
Like,
I like her a lot.
Yeah, she seems very pretty.
Gorgeous.
Mean, yeah.
She's perfect.
But also,
Charlize Theron, perfect.
You can find photos of her where she looks carbon copy perfect. But then you can also see, because she's an actress, like a versatile actress, she's actually a very good actress.
Oh, yeah.
There's, I think there's something more to, like, seems like she has more depth than just being a pretty face.
Yeah, I think you have to play the roles that she does.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to. You can't just be a dimwit. I bet she's, probably smarter than most people.
Yeah,
not
sure.
Most people, but like she's got a brain in her fucking head.
1,000%
totally retarded. Yeah.
She
you know?
Is. She's very, very pretty.
Yeah, I love watching her in I, Tanya.
She also, you know, the thing about so women funny, too dude. Is that like she can look because of hair and everything like so much different from role to role too.
I know.
You know,
it's kind of crazy how a haircut or even this
it's
right
so dramatic.
Like if I have black hair, it's just
dramatic.
Changes your yeah. whole vibe. Yeah. And there she is, kind of more natural. That's probably her natural hair color
yeah.
at the top, without bleaching it.
No, she's gorgeous.
She's perfect.
You can't,
stunning.
Yeah, you can't say
nah.
anything about it.
Nah.
Who's that? Is
no.
that her guy?
Who's she banging?
Oh, yes, his husband.
Tom Ackerley.
Who the fuck is that?
Who's that? Is he an Aussie too?
Tom Ackerley, mate.
British film producer.
Okay.
Oh, good girl.
And
she knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing?
She marries a film producer.
Oh.
The actress marrying the film producer. Good idea.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Duh.
And they don't compete because
yeah.
it's different. You know what
different
I mean?
Different vibes. He can put her in all of his movies.
Yep.
Oh, he's cute. Oh, they're good.
But he looks like a regular dude.
He does. Yeah.
Just like a normal guy?
Yeah, he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
But he's attractively regular. He's not
yes.
like,
no, yeah, he's, yeah.
Yeah. Good for her. That means she's a good person. She married like a normal dude.
Okay.
Not like a dummy, you know? A hot dumb.
Hot dummy?
Yeah.
What's up, you hot dummy?
Yeah, hot dummy. I can't wait to see the Barbie movie. You know who's in that, too?
Who?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, you always liked Ryan Gosling.
Love Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. He's always been at the top of your list.
Look at him.
Yeah. Oh, and that's her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him.
So he's Ken?
Of course.
That's fantastic.
Heller.
All right. Well, we did it, guys. Another segment on hotties.
Hot, hot people.
Okay.
People will never look like.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. Tell me you weren't expecting that.
I like that her handle is like country sweet girl.
Country sweetness. 82.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to go this way.
No,
but
you didn't?
I like that it did.
Let me see this, what she looks like here at the beginning. Oh, man. Oof.
It's bold for a woman. And I why I highlighted this TikTok is because usually women don't go this way. It's rare. It's a cool woman, a cool lady.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, what?
I don't know.
How do you feel? I mean, I did this for you.
Thanks.
Slide into my man's inbox, bitch, and I'm going to slide into God's and let him know you're on your way, sis.
Mm-hmm. So this was an interesting, like...
That seems like it was a very direct message to somebody.
To somebody.
It wasn't just for the public.
No.
Yeah.
Those are the most fun.
Can I tell you something? She's got really nice eyes.
Really nice eyes.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if she has teeth or not, but I'm kind of... I don't care. Like, I think she's pretty enough.
I think
them.
You would go, but your eyes.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have teeth, but your eyes. Yeah.
That's right.
Very pretty eyes.
Yeah. And she's protective of her man. I respect that. Good for her.
Why don't you do them right now? Your dates.
You want to slip into my DMs?
Yeah,
I'll do my DMs. Yeah. Let's do my dates. Guys, come see me do comedy in San Fran, Man Friend Disco at Cobb's July 29th and 30th. Seattle's already sold out. Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities, August 12th and 13th. Mini Apple Tits at the Acme Comedy Club, August 26th and 27th. Brooklyn, one night only at the Bell House, September 7th. September 9th, Detroit at the MGM Grand Detroit. And then Chicago, September 10th at the Park West Theater. And then Zanies in Gashville, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then back to Juke Dork Titties to Caroline's. And then Biloxi, Mississippi in November. Tickets at ChristinaPOnline.com.
And Native, when does this come out?
The 27th.
27th?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the 27th, I'll be in Lincoln, Nebraska, Pinewood Bowl Theater. August 8th, Saginaw, Michigan. I think we have a second. Oh, yeah, that's our second show. August 10th, Windsor, Ontario, the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor. August 25th, I'm at Penn State at Bryce Jordan Center. September 3rd, I'm at Mohegan Sun Arena. October 7th, I'm at the Criterion in Oklahoma City. Saturday, October 8th, we added a late show in St. Louis at the Fox. October 22nd, the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. Reich Center, October 26th in Green Bay. The fourth and final at the Chevalier in Boston, November 19th. And then in November, I'll be in Fort Myers and Melbourne. December 2nd, Reno, the second show added there. They're all at tomsegura.com/tour. All right. Out of my DMs and into...
into my heart.
Check it out for all you motherfucking haters. It's all good, bruh. Keep hating. It's all good. I ain't tripping. Fuck it. Keep hating.
He's got like a heart choker thing on?
It looks like a dog collar with a dog identification tag.
Oh, so he's into the lifestyle.
He's into some kind of lifestyle. And I think, too, when you're like, I'm not, fuck you haters, I don't care. It's like, you kind of do.
You do care. Yeah.
And you're actually letting the haters know that you care. Yeah. So yeah. It's never a good idea.
Unless somebody's going like, hey, how do you feel about the haters? So you're answering the question.
Yeah. Like, you don't just put out a talk saying F all the haters.
Oh, you fucking hater. Yeah.
It's like, you're just inviting it.
That's true.
You're really sinking to their level, you know?
Yep.
Anyway, you know, I've been banned from TikTok again. I keep violating their fucking dumb guidelines.
How'd you get banned again?
Here's the deal, man. It's just me posting regular things. Like, I had a video of me making Barbie and Ken hump.
Yeah.
Violating community guidelines. One time I was just like, I watched, so it was a reaction video, some guy doing something dumb, and I was like, no, dude. You know, just like, whatever. Violating community guidelines. They take down all my shit. If you guys want to see the kind of risque things I'm putting up, follow me at The Water Champ on TikTok. I sound like Cobra Tate just then.
Yeah.
I am unstoppable.
Oh, my God.
Look, Tommy, this is for you.
Oh. Oh.
There's so much. It's so gnarly.
That was one of the most vile things I've ever seen, including in the heavy segments.
Should I have saved this for the live show? Oof. Look how gnarly. And by the way, like, why are you wearing open toe shits when everybody can see your nasty
and
nails?
She's got a toe ring on. Like, that's like a, hey, check this out.
I know, she's decorating it.
Yeah, decorating the gnarliest. Long.
And like, it's bizarre to have long, tiny nails. I mean, doesn't that hurt when you put it in a shoe?
I don't know.
Probably why she didn't put it in a
shoe.
She
took a fucking gnarly dump. She just farting really had shit. It all. Shit.
When y'all eat tacos, do you tilt your head to the left or to the right?
Neither. The thighs typically keep my head firmly in place.
This is cool guy humor.
That is cool guy humor.
I thought you'd like that one. It's like a ha ha ha, pervert, like funny cool guy stuff. Yeah.
The thighs typically.
But this guy doesn't get flagged on TikTok. Like, why doesn't he get flagged for making a pussy eating joke? And like, me just making Barbie and Ken hump is risque.
It's disguised enough. I don't know.
It's bullshit.
Hi. Happy Monday. Guy. The Stanley Cup Finals start this week. Yeah. My choice, Colorado. West Coast.
Colorado.
So you know how it is. And I hate any team from Florida now. Have a good day, all. Bye.
He hates any team from Florida now.
Well, I mean, that's not very nice.
Not very nice at all.
No.
More exotic pets.
Oof.
It's a bobcat.
Look at that mouth. Do you know what that could do to the cat laying next to it? Just in 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's a domesticated bobcat.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't look too happy to be there.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
It's recommended in taking the urine therapy that you only drink your own urine. You don't take anybody else's.
That I know.
Unless it's somebody very, very sick, and then they would take the urine of a baby of their own sex.
Of their own sex.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot today about religious stuff and sex. What is it, Tom? Did you know those rules about urine therapy?
I just.
You have to drink your own urine, and if you're not drinking your own urine, it's got to be of a baby of the same sex.
Great.
Okay.
So how do you learn light language? I'm going to share my most important tip on how to get started with light language. First, it's important to note that light language is not something that you learn.
It's not
something that your intellectual mind can wrap its head around. It's something that is felt, experienced, a more of a re-remembering of an activation. Every human being has the ability to re-remember how to speak and channel light language In fact, children who are very young and still in touch with their soul self, you will find them speaking light language in childhood. So how can you get started learning light language? My most important tip is the biggest thing I've noticed that gets in the way of people being able to activate their own channel is self-judgment. I can definitely understand from a different perspective how light language could seem silly or strange, vocalizing very interesting sound.
She seems so young to be this crazy.
So sweet. You know?
Like, if you were telling me this message, I'd be like, oh, the message is coming from somebody like 64 or something, you know? Like,
she's Denver.
Somebody
she's
who's got lost Denver, their mind right, over
she's,
years.
She's got Denver airport vibes, but yeah, she's not that
I mean,
age.
She looks like a fucking teenager.
But here's the deal, man, is that I really like her, and her light language videos are fucking pleasant, mm-hmm. and they're actually really healing. Like, when I wanted to not like it, and then I was like, oh, God, I feel so much better. Like, that's the weird thing, is that she's not wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
The key to
try
unlocking
and see.
Your own channel is creating a space within yourself of supportive awareness to support yourself in allowing to express whatever wants to come through. So a practice I recommend in order to start activating your vocal channel is take a time out of your day to simply allow yourself to vocalize whatever wants to come through. Don't
okay.
set.
I mean, do I really have to
you
keep
have to know the whole
this?
Thing.
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
I just wanted you to get a piece of the light language.
I got a piece. Thank you.
You really should give it a try before you give up on it. I'm just saying I'll send you some of her videos. I don't know if they're in that pile. Just to feel what it feels like. It feels so good. She has them for menstrual cramps. She has them for like taking her anger away, which it looks like you could use right now.
Episode 666 is coming to an end.
That's it? I don't have any more talks for you?
No.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, and that was not one I wanted to end
on. Can we go out on a fun talk at least?
That's the last one.
Fine.
The last one in the batch. So yeah, we made it. We made it to the very final episode of Your Mom's House because we always wanted to come to just episode 666. We are now in Lucifer's lair officially, the home that we will spend eternity in here with Satan and all of the sinners of the world. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, thank you. It's been really fun. And
took a while to get here. You know,
I can't believe we've done this many episodes of Your Mom's House.
I know. It's that's approximately 12 years.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And we've really not grown so much as
not
humans.
Not that much. Not that much.
I feel like we are just making fun of stuff the same way. And that's really important, is that we haven't matured at all.
That is a very important thing. Well, that's it. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Thank you for supporting us in this show. And we'll see you on the road. Bye, Jeans.
Bye, Mommy.
Gather round and listen to the story I'll tell. Filled with celebrity, leather, and pain. Well, who am I, you ask? Robert Paul Champagne. Mother read aloud pornography to her little boy. And now I'm a man, and I'm home here now. Be you homeless or black or Latino, you'll piss on me, beat me, don't say no. The thing I want most out of life, don't you scoff. I wanna get off. Oh, oh, get off. Oh, get off. Oh, get off. Again.